Good morning. It is May 10th, 2013. The time is 6:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside as I get my morning started with a first cup of coffee. And I'm out here on the porch. Positive start to the day here. I tweeted out a picture just a few moments ago of my two Korean spice verdunum bushes and the crabapple tree that's behind my garage that has my lucky horseshoe on it. And it's a positive start to the day, smelling the smells that the Korean spice bushes there put out. It's hard to describe. It's just a smell that, along with the lilac trees that we have around the house, the smell is just fantastic this time of year here in May, going into June. It lasts for about a week or two, but it is something that you just catch a faint whiff of the smell, and it just is just, if I could bottle that and sell it, I'd be a millionaire. But this is a general chit-chat audio boo, I guess, because I haven't done one in a week. I've been generally busy this last week with work and other things. My daughter, she is home from university, and Bernie, she would be finishing her second year. I guess they're changing it now. They're not calling freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior in most of the colleges now. They're doing the same as what y'all do over there. They're calling the students by the year that they're in their course of study. So my daughter is finishing her second year, or has finished her second year, at university with very outstanding results for a second year, and she'll be with us for about a month here before she has to start her summer job here, I guess, to fill out the summer for her before she becomes a third year student. And it's good to have her home. And it's through my kids that when they're both home, I love the house when it's full. Just like the full smell of the Korean spice verdunum bushes there. Makes me think and just realize how very blessed I am to have two kids. I don't agree with some of their outlooks, but that's what makes growing up so interesting. They have a completely different outlook from my outlook when I was their age. Of course, they're looking at a different world than I was back then. And you learn from that. Yeah, you know, the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think that's old school thinking. And I think my kids have kept me in it to be able to keep an open eye on things. They have a more liberal view than me, but that doesn't mean I'm becoming a liberal. But I can understand it more, and it enables me to look at both sides of a particular issue or discussion, and as long as well as when I'm listening to audio boos as well, I learn a lot from listening, and I think I've said this before, I do more listening now than I have in the past as a result of using this program called Audio Boo. And that's my cardinal that is saying good morning. I see him up there in the trees. He does that every morning. He does, along with the other birds. And it's another positive start to the day as far as having my cardinal in my backyard say good morning to me. So I'm going to say good morning to you all. Have a good one. Keep it positive. Keep it real. And we'll talk to you all later. Ciao for now. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. And peace.